This is KCUR 89.3. Most doctors now agree that opioids are not a good choice for treating most chronic pain, but scientists have struggled to develop safe alternatives that are equally as potent. New research supports the use of a promising treatment method that has lurked for years on the fringes of medicine. But as KCUR's Alex Smith reports, it may be stuck there.
Even decades later, Lori Pinkley of Kansas City still remembers the exact moment she recognized she had chronic pain. She was 15 years old, trying to get comfortable in her chair in English class, when she realized she couldn't remember the last time her body didn't hurt.
I was terrified. I didn't know what was going on. I was afraid to tell my parents, and I just lived with it for about 10 years.
As an adult, Pinkley has had endless disappointing visits with doctors. Some said they couldn't help her. Others diagnosed her with everything from fibromyalgia to lipedema to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. For patients with complicated pain like Pinkley, naltrexone might seem like exactly the wrong drug to take. It's usually used to treat alcohol or opioid addiction by shutting down opioid receptors, some of the brain's most important feel-good regions. Many people who take naltrexone for addiction often have side effects like headache, muscle pain, and cramps. Since the 1980s, however, some patients have sworn by low doses of naltrexone to treat their chronic pain, as in this video.
After getting on it and being on it for a couple of months, I felt so happy about life. I felt healthy for the first time in my entire existence.
Some of the hype over low-dose naltrexone has included some pretty extreme claims, like using it to treat multiple sclerosis and neuropathic pain, or even using it as a weight loss drug. But in the past 2 years, there's been a flood of new studies published on low-dose naltrexone, many finding that a lot of these claims could actually be legit. Dr. Bruce Vroman is an associate professor at Dartmouth's Geisel School of Medicine, who is involved in a recent review of low-dose naltrexone research.
A lot of the evidence that we have to date is superior to many of the medications that have been industry-sponsored.
Roman cautions there are still many questions about the treatment, but scientists think that for many chronic pain patients, the central nervous system gets so overworked and agitated that pain signals almost turn into a feedback loop that drowns out the body's natural pain-relieving systems. They suspect that low doses of naltrexone dampen that inflammation as well as kickstart the body's production of pain-killing endorphins, all with relatively minor side effects. Andrea Nickel is a University of Kansas Health Systems doctor who treats Laura Pinkley. She describes low-dose naltrexone as hitting the body's reset button.
What it's felt to do is not shut down the system, but rather restore some balance to the opioid system.
Despite the promise of low-dose naltrexone, many doctors don't know about it. It's typically not covered by insurance, and patients have to have it specially made at compounding pharmacies. Advocates worry that the treatment is doomed to be stuck on the outskirts of medicine because, as a 50-year-old drug, naltrexone can be made generically. As University of Pennsylvania economist Patricia Danson explains, drug companies just don't have much interest in producing a new drug unless they can be the only maker of it.
Bringing a new drug to market requires getting FDA approval, and that requires doing clinical trials. That's a significant investment, and companies, unsurprisingly, are not willing to do that unless they can get a patent and be the sole supplier of that drug for at least some period of time.
And without a drug company's backing, a treatment like low-dose naltrexone is unlikely to get a big promotional push, like outreach to doctors and TV advertisements. Lori Pinkley has been taking low-dose naltrexone for about a year now. She says the pain relief isn't complete, but it's an improvement.
So I can go from having days that I really don't want to get out of bed because I hurt so bad to within a half hour of taking it, I'm up and running, moving around on the computer, you know, able to do stuff.
Despite the benefits she's found with the drug, she's frustrated. There are so many missing pieces in the puzzle of understanding and treating chronic pain. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.